reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. If you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. We have John W. Spring here. John, of course, has done the initial intelligence work that provided JFK the information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And again, in 1987 with the Grenada Island Crisis, he's researched and discovered two major areas where the Russians have been placing long airstrips to bring in launching facilities for intermediate-range nuclear missiles in La Archila Island and Punta Huerte in Nicaragua. This crisis, we're not getting a response from either the government agencies or from Donald Trump, even though we've tried numerous times to get in contact. Week and a half ago, I got in touch with Congressman Diaz-Balart, Mario Diaz-Balart, and he kind of backwalked on the idea that Russia was having, advisors and military personnel there, but didn't want to talk about the fact that there's intel indicating that there's troops there that are supporting the INF violating intermediate-range missiles brought in by the Antonov AN-124 Ruslan air transport jets, and that we don't really have missile defense systems, and in fact, the situation in Iran is not only a distraction, but even if we start a conflict with them, we have some significant problems, which you've highlighted in your latest letter, that U.S. ordnances now are unable to strike 90% of the key targets in Iran. What's the story behind that?
Well, the story behind that is that practically all of Iran's strategic infrastructure is at a depth of 1 mile underground.
Right.
And as a result, accurately finding the targets and honing in on them is going to be quite a challenge.
And by the way, the people that helped them do that in Iran was North Korea and China to help the detailing the technology. So people need to know that China and North Korea were directly involved. North Korea is also an observer. Iran is an observer, paying $3 billion a year to just observe the weapons development by China, which is the Rosatom rocket systems, which have been, since we've been talking the last year, have been further upgraded by Russia. And so Mr. Putin, at the same time, he's trying to, one-off and talk to against Trump, saying, you're not going to do regime change with Maduro. The fact is they're violating the Monroe Doctrine, where they actually are building in our backyard advanced weapon systems that could strike us within less than 20 minutes to our major population centers and our military bases and our naval base in Norfolk, Virginia, where our nuclear navy is usually parked on the East Coast. So I think this is very, very telling. The situation in Iran, by the way, could have many layers of before we deal with a military conflict, but it's obvious that the Iranians have advanced drone systems to attack the pipeline across the Saudi Arabia. They've attacked several Saudi ships and put big holes in the side of them, empty tankers that were near the Strait of Hormuz. What's the major reason why our U.S. ordnances won't hit the strike to targets in Iran, besides the depth of the 1 mile?
Well, most of the ordnance is not capable unless we go completely nuclear and use ordnance which can penetrate to that depth. I'm afraid that President Trump thinks that he could just use Tomahawk missiles and take out all of their strategic areas, and that's not going to be the case at all. And if the Pentagon is advising him on striking at Iran, they're not telling him the entire truth, because in all probability you have so many incompetent analysts on the staff right now that are not divulging or unable to divulge the material, because they just don't know. We've been so dumbed down in this country, including Washington, and keep in mind that Washington's intelligence community was never able to do anything regarding the or related to the Cuban Missile Crisis. That was done by independent sources like yours truly. Even to this day, our intelligence community in terms of being able to analyze things accurately, has diminished considerably. And of course,
I think it's there's three reasons for that. One is the centers where they're trained is inadequate. Number two, they're often politicized to the point where they can't say anything that they're the dogs that can that govern them and graduate them wouldn't approve of their having a specific opinion. And number three, they don't want to independently think out of the box to actually war game with the fact of whether or not we should engage. For example, one of the things that came out a few years ago is I got documents that the Navy were given presentations to say stop building aircraft carriers because you're going to do defense against hypersonic cruise missiles and against, very high-speed torpedoes. And so unless you have some kind of a force shield, the system they have right now, which is called the Phalanx system, was actually developed at Orlikon Industries in Quebec, Canada, and put on the ships, can fire off missiles. It's almost like the cruise missile system you talked about, which is the Tomahawk. I took care of the employees who were working at not only the Tomahawk facility, but also the software. There were engineers that were taking care of the long-range targeting. And you have to understand, these systems have a narrow range of engagement against specific kinds of weapons, and they can't engage against deep weapons or weapons that have good missile defense systems, for example, or evasion systems. For example, the Russian hypersonic cruise missiles can change their trajectory and actually release lots of chaff and other reasons that actually can make you think you've got the warhead when you haven't. You've got chaff or some other object. So the problem I see is that the other side are actually working on advanced things like drones and sub-drones and other technology to fly below radar or a very small radar signature. For example, if it is true that the Iranians use drones to strike the pipeline across the Saudi Arabia, we're dealing with a whole different kind of war. And we always assume that the other side are not going to use drones and advanced warfare, when in fact our future plans for war are to use directed energy weapons, drones, and remote-operated war interactive weapon systems. The Russians are doing work, so are those Koreans. The Russians I've even seen the actual models of these. And we don't realize the wars of the future are like Star Wars. They're not like the wars of the past, are they?
And no, they're not at all.
Yeah, and we have to understand that we don't have as much asymmetric dominance in some targeted areas where if you have your material too deep in the earth, or if you have drones protecting them, or ways of evading it, or a missile defense system. And the Russians are advancing their missile defense systems too, aren't they?
Definitely.
And they're sharing it with their allies.
Yeah, it seems like they're making more progress than we are. It seems like every year or so, a new admiral or a new general from either the Air Force or the Army takes over our missile defense program and then retires. And then another one is brought in to get that high-grade position, and then he's or she's gone another year later. And
I'll give you a little different perspective on that. Here's what's happened. We have all the technology. We just haven't expanded it. For example, I saw 25 years ago at White Sands Missile Base when I interacted with the people I had to do entry and exit exams on, and we talk about the technology besides their medical issues, is we have all the technology. We just haven't expanded it. For example, we have Tesla's plasma ray system where it can accelerate a ray of plasma that can blow up a missile or a warhead at near the speed of light. But we didn't expand the production of these facilities in White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico or Vandenberg, which are their two primary sites for research in these areas. So the problem is we have the technology. We haven't put the money in to amplify those. And when we've done simulation tests, for example, the theater air defense system, which they jumped over the Patriot. The Patriot system is a system we should have never built because we knew it was so inferior it wasn't worth building. But we backbuilt it when we actually engaged in World Gulf War I. So what I see is that they're building things like they should stop building aircraft carriers. We should have remote-operated naval vehicles. We should have weapon systems that can interdict an incoming, basically high-speed torpedo or a missile system using high-energy directed energy weapon systems that can strike that missile with not a bullet, but a laser or a plasma weapon to hit those objects at a great distance so they can't get within a range that their explosion could cause damage to the vessel. So I think what we have to do is we have to leapfrog forward to actually be able to have engagement with even their level of technology, because They have over a million-man army in Iran, and if they decide to invade the Middle East, we would need around 5 million in order to engage them, and we'd have a lot of death and destruction. Now, if we use advanced, what we call leapfrog technology, we can engage with a much smaller armed forces and drones and robot warriors and remote-operated vehicles and so on, and we can use technology to completely neutralize their missiles and so on with directed energy weapons, plasma weapons, etc., they wouldn't be able to interdict us or to even counter us. I don't think they put the money into that. I think what they've done is they've not been creative. And as a result, because they keep on changing, as you said, the directors of Missile Defense Command or the Strategic Defense of the Nation. And we have a Department of Defense, but basically what we had is we had a political fishing pot where the local politicians would get a lot of money for putting a factory for making one or two parts in their city or town, which makes the cost of actually any weapon system, including the Joint Strike Fighter, 50 to 100 times more expensive than it should have been. And it's not properly designed to engage the enemy. This is not a Joint Strike Fighter. It's a stealth bomber. If you want a Joint Strike Fighter, we haven't designed it yet, have we?
No. And the same thing was true years ago with the Patriot missile being built by Raytheon. I think it was in the New England Silicon Valley area, and it was just political to basically deploy that weapon, which was ineffective and caused many Israeli casualties during Gulf War.
Right. Yeah. Because the system didn't work.
Yeah. People don't realize that during the Operation Desert Storm that nearly half of our casualties were females, because one of Saddam Hussein's Scud missiles made a direct hit on the dormitory where so many women personnel, American women personnel, were in Saudi Arabia at the time. Yeah, but you know these things don't get out to the American public, and as a result, we keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
Well, if for example, we could sit down with these Joint Chiefs of Staff, these good people, and ask some tough questions, we would realize, stop building aircraft carriers until you have a proper torpedo and missile defense system that's way beyond Oerlikon Industries. Do understand that we need things like my laser net interferometry system and ground-based plasma weapon systems that can strike a missile or warhead at the speed of light.
Yes.
Do understand that they have ways of disrupting even your intel agencies, disrupting and poking our eyes out in satellite-based verification systems in space. So, for example, if Russia can poke our eyes out, or China, because they're expertly advancing in this technology so that when they engage in a war, they black out our eyes first and our satellites so we can't see what missiles are coming or what's happening. People don't understand this, do they? And obviously
no,
the Joint
don't.
Chiefs of Staff that are funding a lot of these things and the politicians that want these things built in their backyard so they can get political points don't understand this is not a political game to make people rich or to increase industry in your town. It's to defend the nation, and people don't see that, do they?
No, they don't. And we're going to pay a dear price unless we get busy very soon and on the right track.
Yeah. Well, the problem I see is that people like Donald Trump, they assume Donald Trump is a genius. Now, he is a genius at business, and he's done really well there. But he's so distracted with this, and what I would do is I think it's at to the point now where I see Nadler and these other people, I think it's necessary now to declare a state of national emergency, declare martial law. I think it's necessary now to actually shut things down. I think it's necessary for us to actually have the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Pentagon, because I see the different divisions of the government at each other's throats. I see the CIA not cooperating with the Department of National Intelligence and the FBI. This Mr. Ray guy needs to go. He's an idiot. This guy is basically an empty suit who's actually blocking the actual cleaning up of the mess in the FBI. I see the Pentagon not collaborating with other divisions of the military, and I saw it when I took care of them. I was their doctor for, you know, various divisions of the military, and one division didn't talk to the other. This is insanity.
Yeah.
You can't run a country or protect a country if you don't have the divisions sharing intel agency information and even strategic weapon defensive systems and offensive systems. And these other people are probing our weaknesses. The Chinese, for example, with their drone technology and their chips and so on, which are almost in everything you can imagine now, are made in Shenzhen, China. People don't understand what they're doing now. They're probing our weaknesses so they know if they ever have to engage, how they will take us down, right?
Absolutely.
Back in a moment with John W. Spring. Amazing article. Back in a moment. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radicals, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And welcome back. I'm going to crystallize what I see going on here. Most people don't understand Trump. Now, Trump tweets back and things he probably shouldn't do. But when he counterpunches, he's like a professional boxer. And Trump is not a politician. And this may not sound right, but it's actually true, and it actually works in business. Trump is a con artist. Now, a con artist is not a thief. A thief steals out of your pocket. When you watch the miniseries, Sneaky Pete, and he made this interesting comment, a con artist cons you to give what you want to give willingly to the person that's conning you, so that you get an agreement that you and the con artist like, and you haven't had a theft occur. So Trump, I think, is fully aware that Putin is a crazy bastard that wants to kill America. But on the other hand, if he keeps on wearing his con artist hat, he can work with people that are really pretty damn dangerous, like Kim that kills his brother with a weaponized thing sprayed in his face with VX nerve gas from two women in the... as he was coming back from the Disneyland in, where was it, in Hong Kong, I think, or something like that, or one of those Disneylands. What people need to understand is, when you understand that to the perspective of Trump, and he's already trying to twist. Now, his biggest problem is, Trump is the kind of guy that, if he gets six opinions, he chooses one. It's almost like you have six chambers in your gun. The problem is, those are all loaded with people that are either on the left or globalists on the right. Most of them are globalists on the right. They're going to give them bad advice, or they're going to give them incomplete advice, or they're not going to be creative in terms of the solution to the problem. That's why he needs to talk to people like you and me. There are normal people down in the trenches here that actually know what the solutions are and what the real issues are. It's okay to be wanting to continue to negotiate with Putin, but you got to be more realistic. Now, realistic to me would be being a hell of a lot tougher. For example, I'd use a lot more of a stick and... I'd use a stick and a club. The club would be, number one, Putin, I'm going to give you 48 hours to indicate by satellite photos and confirmation with our own intel people, you've pulled your missiles out and you've destroyed your, by satellite photos, your 2-mile-long runway. If you don't, we have actions that are actually going to seize all the bank accounts of you and all your oligarchs. That's the first thing I do. Secondly, what I would do, I would put on notice to the mullahs that you have so many minutes to remove the missiles in Syria and Iraq. Otherwise, we are going to start targeting military sites inside Iran. And we won't give you any advance notice of how we're going to do it or whether it's going to be a military invasion, because we've got space-based and other weapon systems. We'll just start taking them out. And by the way, you don't have to worry about the ones that are a mile deep. If you bury the surface of them, they'll never be able to get down to that mile where the underground centrifuges are now, as they say, increasing by 400% the amount of centrifuged high-enriched uranium. The third thing we need to do is we need to actually take care of our so-called allies, European allies, that are actually making business deals with Iran and with Venezuela, and they're processing the oil. Oil companies in America, they're processing Venezuelan oil. I'm sure if you actually research, you'd probably find American companies still processing Venezuelan oil. And we still have allies in Europe still processing Iranian oil. You have to start taking sanctions against those companies and countries. And you can do it with tariffs. You can do it with all kinds of things that would actually put the squeeze on them really quickly. And they would stop it, damn it, right away. And thirdly, we need to actually start, you know, putting the money into creative defense systems. Because we really don't have defense. For example, our power grid system should be one of plasma lines that are buried rather than step-down stations that kind of boost the power across the country in a grid. We need to have a system where we have missile defense, which was imaged of the brilliant Pebble system, which I talked about with laser net interferometry. They already have all this technology. They just haven't built it out. We have the technology. We just have to build enough of them that we have total defense for us and our allies. We need to also make sure that these other countries realize there's a direct linkage between whether or not you behave yourself through proxies or whether you're going to have trade with America. China should have trade completely shut off. As far as I'm concerned, their behavior in Venezuela, their behavior with North Korea, indicates that we shouldn't have more favored nation status with China right now. They need to lose it. They can regain it if we see a change in their behavior, not just externally, but 13-plus million people now are non-citizens. And WhatsApp, which is one of the tech companies here in America, worked with China to make the social media controls freak system, which, of course, the globalists will eventually like to bring it to America and the West. And people don't understand this, that the poor, suffering Chinese that go to an airport and can't get on a plane and discover their social score so low, they got a little thing, and every time their phone goes, it tells everybody else how they're being shamed because the phone app actually makes this ringtone, or they can't get on a train or plane or get a job because the PLA doesn't like them. They're socially saying things in the social media or on newspaper or in conversation that's being constantly monitored. We shouldn't tolerate this, and we should, you know, clamp down on these countries, and we can do it really quickly. I don't think Trump needs Congress. He needs to actually, if I would say, we're at the point now with the behavior of Nadler and Schiff, that it's almost time now to declare a state of martial law. And I think it needs to happen pretty soon. I honestly think that, you know, it's one thing to say we're going to refuse to do subpoenas and so on, but I'm even reading an article here today that the new director, Barr, is kind of caving to Schiff a little bit, to say, hey, you can see the documents. They've already been able to see it. Five Republicans have already seen the entire documents, not one Democrat, although now they're talking about a big fight over. They're going to discuss this with Nancy Pelosi tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Eastern, of whether they're going to impeach Trump. These people need to impeach their damn brain. They are completely crazed, okay? And to God's sake, you know, if this continues, to me, if we have a state of martial law, we need to truncate the Congress, which to me is no longer operating in the operation to help protect the American people. Same way as like in California and these other states. The homeless, we need to have a federal declaration that you states need to build enough homeless shelters to deal with three factions. People who are down and outers, people who are mentally ill and need mental health care, and people who are drug addicts and don't get free needles, damn it, and a place to dispose them in public, including public defecation. These states that tolerate this because of millionaires that try to push it through their proxies in government, like George Soros and these other people getting a hold of, you know, states' attorneys general and so on, we have a situation now that's completely out of control. And to be honest with you, we're at the point now where if we don't wise up, we could have a war with Russia, and Trump is, to what I can see, paralyzed and not able to operate as president of the United States. That's why he's joking when he was talking on the conference I saw this morning on TV about his big rally yesterday in Pennsylvania, that maybe he needs a couple of terms in office because he literally stole the first 2.5 years of his first term in office. Well, Trump, get a little more real, okay? I would be a hell of a lot tougher if I was advising Trump what to do with Russia, China, and the Democrats. I would already be calling for arrests and jailing and do a public perp walk and actually start shutting down media that are actually involved with the coup, because there's blood on the hands of CNN, MSNBC, and Clapper and Brennan. These people need to already be in jail. We need to actually see some people wearing orange jumpsuits and media shut down. We need the people like, for example, Bezos and Washington Post. He needs to lose that paper. He needs to realize that writing out articles that actually are calling for a coup. And the latest thing I saw on the media was at the big media thing that's going on over in France right now. So it's a sci-fi picture of a woman that says, "When Women Rule the World," and shows a picture of a skull that looks like Trump as a kind of decapitated with a MAGA hat on. And another head in the hand of this sort of woman with a bikini on, supposed to be "Women Rule the World," almost like she's some kind of like superhero killer. This is insanity. It's destroying the family. It should be the end of the road. As far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't tolerate the infanticide and the other things. And the problem is that the left is now going so far over the edge, even decent Democrats are being persecuted. 21 million Democrats that are pro-life. So I'm almost at the point where I think Trump should either get a hell of a lot tougher and start putting people in jail. And if that doesn't work, go martial law. Honestly, I think we're not at that point.
There's only one reservation that I have about everything you just said. Otherwise, I would completely agree. I start to think of the people like his National Security Advisor, John R. Bolton, Secretary of State Pompeo, and several others on his staff. And,
all the other SOBs, son of a bitches, around him that are totally screwing things up, right?
Yes. And are those people going to have more power, unlimited power?
They need to get fired. Part of the process of taking these things, all these maniacs around need to be fired. Bolton, Pompeo, Ray, this guy's the FBI director. This empty suit, he's not doing anything to clean up the FBI, is he?
No. My point exactly. Unless Trump is willing to fire some of these people closest to him and no longer heed their advice, what good is it going to do to have a national emergency? That's my whole point.
I agree.
Yeah.
In other words, the first step in this, if you're going to amputate a gangrenous, say, thumb, is to tourniquet the thumb before you cut it off. You have to, you know, in other words, you got to do something, okay? Now, I'm hoping you don't need to do that. What he should do, he should start replacing people. He should bring back his old advisor that we call the second brain of Donald Trump that got fired a year and a half ago that ran his own media, okay? What I see happening is Trump is screwing up because he's so distracted now, self-defensive, that he's not even thinking about national issues. For example, he's dealing with the issue of the border. If you declare a state a national emergency, just go ahead. Like, for example, the Senate's talking about putting a bill to extend the child thing from 20 to 100 days. Why are these children not being returned to their own home? They did a little pilot program and found at least 30% of these children are not related to the adults they're coming with. This is an abuse of children. These girls are put on birth control pill by their parents all the way from Central America because they know they're going to be raped all the way to the border. Why do we tolerate that? Why are they releasing 80,000 of them into the communities all across America and then thinking, well, we're going to bus them to Florida or to California? No. They should be bused back to their home country with bottled water and meals. And we should go down there and clean out the drug cartels. The drug cartels are working with our intel agencies, which is why they can still exist. These little minuscule drug cartel guys that have been hauling in trillions of dollars are doing it because they give their cut to our intel agencies that are not under the purview of the president and Congress and the Senate. That's why they get away with this crap, okay?
Yeah, right. But on the other hand, Dr. Deal, in outlying areas or territories controlled by the United States, they've already put up signs at airports saying that I think as of this coming fall, you're going to have your national ID card to board any flight.
That's the 2020 world ID. You see, what people need to understand, we talked about this with Deborah Tavares yesterday. The world has been corporatized and greenized, and we have globalism, whether it's left or right. It doesn't matter. They're all arriving at the same destination. The destination is to have a cybernetic control freak system for the world, otherwise known as the Mark of the Beast and the Matrix, that the globalists are working behind the scenes while Alex Jones is fiddling, you know, like while Rome burns. And the same thing goes on the left. We can see they're not even appropriate enough to even hide stuff. Like when you hear Pete Buttigieg, this gay mayor who tries to talk smoothly around things, when you actually parse between what he's saying, they all want socialism and total control freak system and baby killers and a total holds no bar to let people into the country and give everybody free stuff and just print money. They're all crazy. Yeah. Okay? And the fact is, they want to not only have infanticide, they want to kill elderly people and people that they decide are too expensive for the state to keep alive. That's the facts. That's why when you hear Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him, he wants to eliminate your health insurance because if you have enough of your own personal insurance, the doctors are not going to kill you if they can still make money keeping you alive, are they? That's why when I got a job offer at Vencor back in 97, Ventilation Corporation of America, if you get another 6 months of ventilation care after you're discharged from the ICU at, say, Swedish, you only 15% die, 85% survive, and only 15% are ventilator dependent. So people need to understand, in a socialist country, they just kill you, sucker, because you ran out of insurance.
Yep.
So Trump is screwing up because he's distracted. He's got bad advisors, and you're right. First thing that needs to happen is these guys need to go, right? Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product. That- that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back. I'm reading an article here on a title on Drudge. Says defense chief says Iran threat on hold. It's not on hold. What we have is the Iranians trying to threaten to close the Strait of Hormuz, mainly because our sanctions are hurting them. The next thing to do is to hurt them a lot harder. And the way you do it is you have to be clever over it. You work on things like hitting the allies that have now should using the excuse. That say they support the deal with Iran because Iran's going to stick to it. They didn't stick to it. They're making public statements that they're increasing their production of iron-rich uranium 400%. Do they not realize that if Iran decides to go to war with the West, it's going to be sending their missiles at cities inside Europe? Do they not understand that? How stupid are they? And do they not understand Iran is just a proxy of Russia? And Iran, by the way, is working in conjunction with North Korea. That's why they have... spend $3 billion a year to observe the North Korean missile defense development systems, which are being built by Russia and China. Russia and China are playing this very dirty game. And they want to have trade, and they want to expand their trade, and so at the same time, they want to have military superiority to America. And it's not that America is perfect, but America doesn't have empire in the sense of trying to control what everybody else does in the world. They want empire to control the financial transactions through the use of the dollar in the Federal Reserve System, which, by the way, China and Russia aren't willing to play that game, are they?
No, they're not.
And here's where I think things are going to turn on this. I believe that after Ramadan this June, Jared Kushner is going to declare this peace accord, or elements of it. Trump is going to try to use this to sail into power, along with, of course, the good economy, which is relatively good. It could crash. I believe that the trade war with China, China is going to cave because their economy... since we've been in a battle with China, their economy has contracted 30%. Their stock market is in the tank right now. Russia's economy is about the size of the economy of Rhode Island. It's ridiculous. Russia has these advanced weapon systems, so to be honest with you, they can't defend their cities from an American attack by advanced weapons we have. And so they can saber-rattle all they want. They've got ships that are so out of date. For example, they have a... it's a non-nuclear carrier that it can shut down when it's traveling between Russia and the North Sea and the middle and coming to the Mediterranean because it had a technical problem and had to shut down and was actually kind of stuck floating out in the ocean last year. Do you know that?
Yes, I think I'm aware of that.
Yeah, so what people don't understand, Russia is basically a small state like, you know, Bulgaria, with nukes. It's ridiculous. And yep. The problem is with nuclear proliferation, the only thing to stop that is total missile defense. And once we have it, by the way, we should share it with every other nation that nobody should need to be fearful of a missile or space-based weather weapon used to attack the world. We need to understand defensive Earth strategy should happen, and it should be tied into the international treaties to stop the proliferation of short- and intermediate-range nuclear missiles as well as ICBMs. We don't have that right now. And China is not in agreement with us, so they don't give a crap, right?
Yeah, right. Actually, I'll be very honest. When Reagan came out with that statement that you've credited to the late Lenin LaRouche, I had reservations about that because I feel this way. if you are going to give your enemy the technology whereby they will have equal status with you, they will also have the ability to modify and change that technology to the point where it would no longer be operable. So I don't quite go along with what Reagan and Lennon
proposed. I think we have missile defense. the danger becomes goes from mutual assured destruction to mutual. It's called unilateral obliteration, right? In other words, a piece. It's almost like somebody walks into an elevator. They got a bazooka, a laser weapon, and body armor on, so they can't hurt them. And they say, "Don't touch me, or I'll shoot you." In other words, that's like America in the future. In other words, America doesn't want to start a war, but we can definitely finish it really quickly. And I agree. I don't think we should share missile defense or other systems. But what we should do is we should shut down all these nations economically and otherwise that are proliferating nuclear weapons, shut down their economy. I don't think, why were you trading with China right now when they tore up their agreement of 150 pages after almost a year of negotiating? Why are we tolerating Russia's behavior when they're weaponizing Iran, which is trying to take over the Middle East? Because Iran basically now is on the march. They want to actually take over the Middle East. They believe they have a foothold in Syria, in Iraq.
Yes.
And they want to take over the whole Middle East, and that's why they're even threatening Saudi Arabia. The only reason why Saudi, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates are actually collaborating with us is they're totally fearful of Russia and Iran. And they know the cabal of Russia and Iran is very dangerous for them without America as an ally and Israel. They're literally driven into the arms of Israel. They don't want to be with Israel. They're driven into the Israeli arms, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Now, one reason why missile defense systems have not been going anywhere in the United States is that so many of our leaders are still mentally tied in with MAD, Assured Mutual Destruction.
That's a stupid policy.
Exactly. The Russians certainly aren't abiding by that any more than they're abiding by the intermediate range.
I'll tell you what Trump's the MAD system is, a thing called the Weapon of Indignation. Do you know what that is? It's a hypersonic cruise missile that blows at a top atmospheric level, like 40 or 80,000 feet, that'll wipe out the power grid for, say, half the nation. And then they have plausible deniability that was an incoming asteroid from wherever, or something else like a coronal mass ejection from the sun. The fact is, if it can be through a proxy nation or some natural event, knocking out the power grid will make us paralyzed, and we'll destroy ourselves within 6 months. 90% of the population affected will be dead anyway. Doesn't matter if you're hit by the nuke or you die because of diarrhea from bad water, or you don't have any food and you're starving to death. You're still dead, right?
Yes.
And the problem I see is that when you talk about mutual assured destruction, no. They can hit us with a weapon of indignation and back off and not hit us with any nukes. They also know that our weapon systems right now, they're specializing on techniques to knock out our satellite-based imaging and tracking systems in space for their weapons. So I guarantee you that Russia and China have probably got pretty advanced systems already that they would try to knock out our eyes in the sky. And the fact is, MAD, mutual assured destruction, assumes that we can see what they have coming, and we can counteract it sufficiently to knock out their cities and military bases. The fact is, you can't guarantee that that's the case now, can you?
That's true. But Russia does not even need to have the hypersonic missiles deployed at this stage. If they wanted to use Lauchia Island and Punta Huete in Nicaragua as the landing strips to deploy the intermediate range ballistic missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads, that's all they need, basically. That's just one avenue available to them. And it seems like they are ready to use that at any moment. You and I have been trying as hard as we can to inform the American people, to ask them to contact the president, for those who are privileged enough to have this personal contacts with the president, and none of them have come through.
Well, I want all our listeners to actually take our YouTube videos, which are all the shows are converted, to take all of our discussions, all of your letters, which are literally posted up on deagle-network.com. send them to the president. Demand a response. Send them to their proxies or their staff or whatever. The fact is, it's if enough people do, they'll say, oh, I got 100,000 responses from people that said, you better listen to John W. Spring. Then maybe we would have contact and get through to Donald Trump, because he's living in a dream world, isn't he? He's living in a world created by his globalist masters around him. See, we assume that all the power resides in the presidency. You know, the power resides in the ability to parse reality. The greatest power in the world is called wisdom. The one who has all wisdom is a creator God. The one who wants to ape that they have wisdom is Satan. And his proxies around Trump are presuming that they can tell Trump what's really going on, when in fact it's their delusion, because they want control. They want to control the economic system. They want chaos. They want military operations. They want the threat of military operations. But we don't even have a true military defense system, either for our Navy with our aircraft carriers, or our cities or towns, or from EMP attack by a nearer space-based hypersonic cruise missile or whatever, or even a crossing satellite, for example. They could have a weapon in a North Korean satellite and blow it up over the U.S. as it crosses our airspace twice a day, and they could knock out the power grid simply for North Korea. They don't even have to fire off a missile on a boat 300 miles off the coast up to 100,000 feet and blow up a 5-kiloton small, you know, EMP weapon nuke. People don't understand this. It's pretty damn simple stuff, isn't it? Not hard.
Yes. Even Pyongyang has a satellite in orbit.
Exactly.
And it has for some time. Yeah.
It crosses U.S. airspace at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Lower 48 states. So, when you assume that Trump knows all this stuff, I'm not assuming anymore. I'm assuming he knows nothing. And whoever's advising him are either ignorant themselves or they're also evil.
Yes. His information is very well filtered and edited before reaching him, so they are more or less determining reads.
Let me summarize again. Number one, there's three layers to what Trump's action should be. Number one, economic against Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Number two, he needs to have actions against our so-called trade allies that are collaborating with these characters, tolerating the fact that Iran is violating their nuclear non-enrichment technology, and the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans, the Iranians in Venezuela, right in their back doorstep. We need to understand that what's going on right now is America doesn't have defense. If this thing gets under control, lots of Americans are going to die pretty quickly, or they're going to die of something as simple as a power outage.
Yes.
But the problem is, you see, I don't see the office of the presidency operating like a president anymore. And it's even worse now that Nadler and these other idiots are Nadling at him. That's why I think it's almost at the point that beyond telling his McGahn and other people not to collaborate with their committees, it's almost at the point where I think we need to declare a state of martial law.
Yes, we're reaching that point very quickly, Dr. Deagle.
And the reason why I say that is because the Russians might perceive that they have a time window. If Trump gets back in, I guarantee you by the end of his second term in office, we will have full missile defense systems fully operational. He'll have the funding and the control of the House, the Senate, Congress, and the Pentagon. And the Russians are terrified that by 2024, when Trump leaves office, that America will be impervious to any future military dalliances by Russia and China. And they're terrified that if they don't take on America now, they're never going to take on America. That's the facts, isn't it?
Yes. And that's what we should be very concerned about.
They have a time window, a narrow time window for the guys to pull off something really bad.
Yes. So this is why we have to be so prudent right now. This is why every American listening to this program has a responsibility to contact the White House.
And their senators and congresspeople, like Mario Diaz-Balart and the senators in their various states. And the media. They need to contact the media and Twitter and Facebook and CNN and MSNBC and counter these stupid arguments that these people have. Like, you know, Nadler and Schiff and everybody.
Yes.
Common sense here needs to rule. And people need to realize it's not just their country, it's your country out there. You need to fight for it if you still want it.
But contact the White House first.
Absolutely.